Many police departments set to use controversial new devices capable of scanning people's faces, then checking that information against a criminal database. It's called the Mobile Offender Recognition and Information System, or MORIS. About 40 agencies have ordered this technology, according to the Wall Street Journal, which is owned by the parent company of this network. Critics claim using the devices in the field could violate people's privacy. Joining us now, the host of Freedom Watch on Fox Business Network, Fox News senior judicial analyst, Judge Andrew Napolitano. So the way this works, you take your iPhone, and it's one of those iPhone apps, but this one apparently only available to law enforcement.
Right.
Take a picture of Judge Napolitano or whomever else.
Right.
And it automatically sends it in, for screening against a national database of offenders. Problem with that?
Well, I'm going to give you both sides. The police argument is that when you're in public, there's no expectation of privacy. It's not like you're behind a door.
Sure.
You're exposing your face and your eyes to the public. The police can see you with their eyes. Therefore, they can take a picture of you. And anything that more efficiently enables them to identify you, to be certain who you are, in the interest of public safety, it's a lot less intrusive than physically stopping you and arresting you while they do a background check. That's the government's argument. The other argument is, do we really want to live in a society where the police come up to you and take pictures without notice or warning or without your permission? Now, there's two sets of pictures they take. One is 5 feet away, and it will recognize that handsome face of John Scott. It'll record and pixelate every muscle feature and skin crevice, of which there are thankfully few, that you have. There's another picture that they take within 6 inches of your face that's very intrusive, which will identify your iris. As you may know, our irises are unique to us, as are our fingerprints. So do we really want police coming up to people on the street and taking pictures of our faces and our irises? Will the police abuse this?
But isn't it a situation in which, I think this technology was actually developed for the military, so that if somebody pulls up at a checkpoint in Baghdad and they weren't quite sure who the person was, they could, do a facial recognition scan on this person and see whether they might be detained.
That is true.